Welcome to the Raising Your Game podcast, where I bring to you the stories, insights, and ideas from the world of sport to help you improve your well-being and performance, both body and mind. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lewis Hatchie, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the difference between knowing when you have an injury and knowing when you have a niggle, and how you can better understand your body so that you can either push forward into your performance or know to potentially pull back. Before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Sport Yogi, an app for ambitious sports people that are keen to improve their performance by creating the link between mental and physical well-being, leaving you breathing, thinking, and moving even better than before. You'll be able to join along to sessions in your own time using techniques from yoga, mobility training, breath control, mindfulness, and meditation, all without that woo-woo side of it, leaving you a better athlete than you were. So get going today completely for free by heading over to either sportyogi.com, or you can head over to the App Store on iOS, or you can head over to the Google Play Store on Android. Anyway, let's get on with today's episode. Before we get going, there needs to be a disclaimer on this topic, because if you are feeling pain, if you are feeling any sort of discomfort, then please seek advice from either a specialist, a physio, or even go and see your doctor. I do not want you to think that any discomfort or pain you have isn't important. This whole topic is going to be around really building an awareness around your body so that you as an athlete can understand when you have that moment where you either need to pull back or you can carry on in what you're doing. But if you are really struggling with something and there is pain and it hasn't gone away for a long time, then do go and see a specialist and get it checked out. I highly recommend that. And so before I get a barrage from any medical professionals on this podcast, on this topic, this is going to come from both my own experience and my knowledge in movement practice, being a trainer. So a niggle and an injury, there is really a difference. Understanding that most sport you're going to play, and especially as you get older, you are going to find that niggles are these little pains and aches in the body that are normal. You never really play sport at 100%. You never play it to the best of your ability all the time. You're always going to be carrying some sort of ache and pain. And that's okay. It's just really making sure you understand that it is an ache, it is a discomfort, that something you can play through. But where it does draw a line is when it starts to become pain, discomfort, and it disables you from being engaged and able to do the sport that you're trying to, or activity that you're trying to do. And that's where you need to have this understanding of where your line is at. So you don't want to push it to a place where you're burying yourself into an injury even further, but you also need to understand that there are going to be some general aches and pains. I'll give you an example. One would be DOMS. So DOMS is a huge one in sport, where you've done a big training session and the next day or the 2 days after, you're going to be extremely sore from what you did. Now, I have had athletes that have misinterpreted DOMS as an injury that is really debilitating them. And after a while, you kind of talk to them, you get them moving, and you recognize there's nothing wrong with their movement capacity. They're just sore from a training session that they've just done. So something like DOMS is, you can definitely train through, you can definitely move through. It just sucks. It just really is uncomfortable. It's not a great thing to have all the time, but you can definitely do the sport that you're trying to do. You may not get the most out of it. You may not be at your 100%, but you will definitely be able to do it without getting injured. It could also have, you can also have super tightness. So if you become super tight in one area, it may start to create an imbalance in another area, and then you might find some discomfort from there. And that can literally just be an imbalance in the body on that particular day. Obviously, ideally, you're going through a good warm-up, you're going through a good stretch, you're going through a good recovery session, so that you don't leave yourself open to being vulnerable in these imbalances that you can get in the body. And I've definitely had those. For example, right now I have IT band syndrome, and that is just my IT band is super, super tight at the moment. I'm getting some pulling pain on the inside of my left knee. But after literally having a 5-minute conversation with a physio that just happened to be on hand at our game, that I was able to speak to him and say, I'm pretty sure I've got IT band syndrome. Can you just have a look at it? He goes, yep, you have. Make sure you just loosen it off, do the exercises that you need to do, adding it into your training. But you can go onto the field. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's not really going to cause any issues straight away if you don't address it after the game. So right now, the last couple of days, 3 days, I've just been hammering away at it, making sure that all my recovery's nailed on and getting it back to normal and making sure that I can play this weekend, I can play my next game, and all my training is back to normal. So it's just an area where I've recognized there was something that was imbalanced, there was something that was being overused, pulled back off it a little bit, and then was able to go. Yes, it was painful. Yes, it sucked when I was trying to run, but actually was able to get through it. It was just a little bit of a niggle. On the injury side, I have had this before where I've had, say, lower back issues, and I thought I was playing through what I thought was a niggle at the time, but it turned out it was a stress fracture, and it actually was making it worse. So when it became something as serious as that, it did take me getting injured to understand that the pain that I was going through was not good for me. I was making it worse. So I was able to learn from that injury, and then when I felt it a few years later, I was able to pull back immediately, and that was the difference between having something like a niggle and then having something like a pain. So there, I'm going to give a couple of ways in which you can start to understand your body and understand how you best look after your body. And ultimately, it does come from experience, but there are some things that you can do to start to understand how your body feels and whether you're going through these pains or niggles. And the first up is really looking at your training and how intense your training is. So if you're in training at an intense level, you want to be pushing the barrier, you want to be pushing the boundary of your body to a level where you're not breaking, but you're understanding what you can manage, what you can do, whether you've got a slight soreness on the day or you feel this imbalance, and then how intense you can go without causing injury. So then you start to gain an understanding of where your levels are at with your body. So if you can really push your body, really get to that edge where you kind of feel not unstable, but you feel in a completely new space, then that's a boundary that you've pushed and you've learned and you've had that experience of what your body can manage and what your body can actually achieve. Another one would be something as simple as like yoga or movement practice, just simply building awareness around your body, understanding where the tightness is. So I'm a big believer in things like yoga and stretching and being able to relax into the body. You gain awareness of where you perhaps were holding tightness and then perhaps where you are tight at the moment. So you can actually start to feel those imbalances in the body much, much better by the more you practice movement and you're very mindful around that movement. You gain a better understanding of where your body's at in space and also how your body feels at any one given time. So you start to really fine tune that sensory input in your body and you understanding how it feels both at rest and at performance. And then finally, and this is sadly one that is something that will you'll gain better awareness of your body, and that's injury. I always say that the best thing that ever happened to me to understand my body was that I got injured. I pushed that edge, just as I mentioned on the first one, I pushed that edge so much that I ended up getting injured. And that allowed me to understand where my body was at and what it was capable of. And then either from there, I could push it again or fall a little bit shorter so that I didn't injure myself, or I was able to strengthen it so that I was able to push it harder. Injuries are just the biggest lessons that we can get in sport. And as much as they suck, as much as they're painful, both physically and mentally and emotionally, they do teach us the most about not only our bodies, but ourselves and our determination, our drive and our will when we do get them. So they are really annoying, but they are huge teachers, and it will just teach you where your limit is and where your barrier is at any one time. I've had this come up quite recently with both people that I'm training and athletes I'm working with, and sometimes you will find an athlete that will just come off the pitch or pull out of something, and is down to the fact that they haven't understood what the discomfort really is like. And I think if I can give that one bit of advice, is that you are not going to play your sport at 100% all the time. I definitely learned that the hard way. I used to try and get myself to feel 100%. And if I didn't feel 100%, I used to hold off a little bit. I did have a little bit of anxiety around getting injured again. I just was trying to protect my body. But ultimately, you are never going to play at 100%, especially if you're looking to play at a high level, at a professional level. Just go and talk to an ex-professional and talk about what they went through physically, and they will talk about how much strapping, how much physio, how many sometimes medications they had to take in order just to get themselves on the field. And that's a great show of that sport sometimes isn't natural for the body, but it does take an understanding of the body so that you don't damage yourself, not only for the short term, but long term. And this comes from that awareness in your own body. Once I started to gain that awareness, I was able to then stop when I knew I was getting to a place where I was potentially going to injure myself. I can probably count on two hands at least the amount of times that I had to stop before I knew I was going to tear my hamstring, because sadly I had done it before. But then I also had a great awareness of how my body was feeling, that it wasn't just tightness and it was actually going to tear. So from all of these methods, both movement practice, both intense training, and then sadly injury, you can gain that better understanding of where your body's at and how best to move forward. So take a look at what you're doing. Hopefully you haven't gone to the injury side yet. Hopefully you're doing something that is allowing you to build an awareness around your body so that you can understand it that little bit better. But yeah, you are going to play sport in an uncomfortable physical state at some time. So just start to learn the difference between what is discomfort, a niggle, and also what is an injury. Thanks again for listening to the podcast, and I will see you guys next time.